Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, January 5th, 2020. Pastor John Melke.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us celebrate and be glad in it. Dear fellow believers, last weekend when I was here with you, we had the opportunity to focus on the events of the Magi coming to visit the Christ child and what happened after they left, where King Herod co-conspired with Satan in order to destroy the Christ child, where all the baby boys that were 2 years and younger were killed trying to attack the birth of Christ and the living Christ. And as we focused on that message of what the God did to save his son, our Savior, from Herod and Satan, we also remember that tomorrow is, as I mentioned before, is the celebration of Epiphany, the time in which we actually commemorate the visit of the Magi to Bethlehem at the house where Jesus was staying with Mary and Joseph. Did you ever think about that as a birthday party? I mean, they came to his house, they brought gifts, and maybe they even sang songs of praise to God for this newborn king. I don't know if they sang God's blessings to you, but perhaps they sang songs of praise. And even if they did not, I don't think that once they left that they just simply forgot what had happened. My guess would be that the wise men continue to celebrate and rejoice in the living Christ for days to come. No, I don't think they necessarily went every day and acknowledged it in a place of temple worship. My guess is they did not go back every single year and reenact Jesus' birthday party. But probably they spent the rest of their lives and in their hearts and minds thanking the Lord God that he came to be their Messiah who had come to save the world from its sins. Are you done celebrating the season of Christmas on this 12th day of Christmas? Are you finished celebrating your salvation? I hope not. I pray not. Because this is a celebration that lasts an entire lifetime. For in all eternity, we celebrate the Christmas story and all that involves it. Celebrate that wonderful news, as the prophet Isaiah reminds us today, to celebrate because God himself celebrates sinners' salvation in Christ. And sinners themselves, saints, fellow believers, also celebrate their own salvation in Christ. God's purpose for coming into this world was to give us salvation. That's one of those shun words that we maybe sometimes need to define, but that simply means that Jesus came to rescue us from our sins, to save us from the pit of hell, to rescue us from damnation, and to be with him in heaven for eternity. That wonderful news is why we have the forgiveness of sins that we can inherit heaven. That's why God gives us the Bible. That's why Jesus came in this planet. That's why Jesus came to suffer, to die, and to rise for the world, to celebrate our salvation, to celebrate the joy of knowing that we have life with God in heaven. I think we sometimes focus so much on the joy of Jesus or our God wanting to get that joy out there, that good news to the world with his holy word through the prophets and pastors and teachers and staff ministers and so forth, that we sometimes forget the joy that is in our God's heart when he has a sinner repent and come to find him as the loving Savior and Redeemer that he is. Remember those words that Jesus himself spoke and recorded in Luke chapter 15? I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. The Lord God is rejoicing. He's celebrating today and every day because of the salvation that he has earned for us. And he rejoices when a sinner repents, when a sinner comes to know Jesus as God and Savior. Celebrate that God is celebrating our salvation in Christ. And we hear in Isaiah chapter 62 of the Lord celebrating the city of Zion. That simply means he's talking about the holy Christian church that we confess normally in our Apostles' Creed. It's not a particular city. It's not a particular church body. It's not a particular local congregation. It's simply the body of believers of all time, the city of Zion. That church is God's masterpiece. He created it. And listen to how he writes about it in verse 3 of our text. Then you, the city of Zion, will be a beautiful crown in the Lord's hand and a royal diadem in the palm of your God. A crown or a diadem, precious, valuable, costly pieces of jewelry used by a king to show his glory and his might and his power. On a much higher, greater scale, the Lord God tells us that he has given us a royal diadem, a precious jewel, the most richest jewel of all, that is namely the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all our sin. That's why we celebrate the salvation we have in Christ Jesus. That's why the Lord celebrates his church, because Jesus has been that perfect sacrifice to purify us, so we are precious jewels, precious in his sight. And the Lord wants to promote that, too, in our text. Nations will see your righteousness, and all kings will see your glory. You will be called by a new name that the Lord's mouth will specify. Yes, our Lord has sent prophets in the past, continues to send pastors and teachers and staff missionaries all around the globe to share that wonderful news of a Savior who has come to redeem the world. People who have joined that Holy Christian Church because the gospel has been promoted and the Holy Spirit has worked faith in people's hearts through that wonderful gospel to know and believe it with all their heart. What a reason to celebrate. It's God celebrating our salvation as sinners, but now saints because of the salvation Christ earned for us. And the Lord describes this celebration as a shining torch, because we are living in a sin-darkened world, aren't we? A world that so desperately needs a Savior, a world that so desperately rejects the Savior time and time again, which means we have an opportunity to continue to share the good news with those around us. Our job, if you want to call it a job, is not completed. Our task of sharing the good news is ongoing. That gospel news is important for us to share in our families, as we saw them over the holidays and beyond, our co-workers when the opportunity comes our way, to our classmates when they are troubled over their sin. Whatever the case might be, the Lord God has reminded us that salvation is important for all people, because he wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. The glory of God is revealed in a limited way now, but we know that a time will come when he will, on the last day, reveal his ultimate glory, when he will come to judge the living and the dead. And until that time, we get a glimpse of his glory through the gospel in word and sacrament, and he wants us to promote that as well. We rejoice that God has given us this good news of having salvation in Christ. And this good news is something that even we ourselves, as sinners but saints, wanted to celebrate that salvation that is ours in Christ as well. I don't know if you think about that very often, but do you celebrate your own salvation that you have in Christ? Or do you just focus on the joy that the gospel offers to us when we hear it or see it? I mean, we know that we are sinful, that we are not worthy of God's face or appearance. We are not worthy to stand beside the holy God. But God tells us in our text here that we need to also realize that we are part of Christ's kingdom, the holy church, all because God looks at us through the filthy rags of his Son, our living Savior and Redeemer. Only because our Lord God has removed our blemish and our guilt and our stain with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that good news makes us thrilled to celebrate with joy in our hearts the gift of the gospel, that we are no longer heading for hell, but heading for heaven, a reason to celebrate our own salvation in Christ. Now, I have to admit to you that there are some who say, Pastor John, when we see you out in the back of church, or when we see you at some event outside of this building, you take on a different persona than when you're in front of church conducting worship. And that's probably true, because it seems to be a serious thing to be up here sharing the message of God with you. But I think we ought to also realize that when it's serious, it doesn't mean that we are with sad faces or doom and gloom. We have reason to rejoice. We have reason to let our light shine. We have reason to smile and love our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and to share that with our neighbors as we have that news ourselves. God has given us a great news, a message of salvation, which is ours in Christ Jesus. And listen to how he describes it in our text. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will surely rejoice in my God, because he clothed me in garments of salvation. In a robe of righteousness, he covered me, like a bridegroom who wears a beautiful turban like a priest, and like a bride who adorns herself with her jewels. Are you happy with your Christianity? Or is it hard to smile in your Christian faith? I'm not just talking on the outside, but on the inside with your heart of faith. If it's a struggle to do that, I wonder if it's possibly because our focus is on something else than the message of Christmas or Easter or any other part of the church here where we celebrate the life of Christ. Is it possible that we're so attuned to what's going on in our world today that our distractions are so prevalent that we don't always think about rejoicing and smiling with our heart of faith in the good news of our Christian faith? I think we ought to pause for a moment in this new year to realize we have reason to rejoice and to celebrate this good news that is ours through Christ Jesus. It's worth letting people see it in our faith and our life, not hiding it under a bushel basket, but letting it grow and increase as we revel in the celebration of the good news of Christ Jesus. So there's three things I want to talk about briefly here. Salvation, celebration. Now, that's hard for me to say repeatedly. Salvation, celebration. That is good for us to observe, because our Lord God has given us so many blessings. Despite the trials that you faced last year, and you know what they are, it might have involved your health or your wealth or some sickness in your family or friends or the loss of a loved one, and you name it, it's there. Despite all those distractions and tribulations and heartaches and troubles that have come into your life, they will be here in the next year or this year as well. But the Lord God says you have been blessed by his grace. You have been blessed with a gift of faith and eternal life. Celebrate that. That's a salvation celebration worth sharing as well. Because salvation celebration is good for others too. It's good for others because, did you know that you are just a little Luther, as Luther describes us in his word, a little Luther walking around as a light of Christ shining brightly in this darkened world? As a little Luther, that means you're letting your light shine. You're expressing your faith in your God, and you're letting others see the joy that is in your heart of faith, the joy that's in your smile, because you know that Jesus lives, and you will live with him one day in heaven as well. Did you know that maybe the Holy Spirit is using you, connecting you to that non-Christian by your smile of the good news that you have in your heart of faith because of what Jesus has done for you? that someone is maybe going to be changed by the power of the gospel because you shared that good news with them in your life? Salvation celebration is good for others too. And salvation celebration is best of all a way to give glory to God. God deserves the glory. He set forth his glory and his power and his love through his scriptures that he continues to share with us today. That same power and glory and might that is ours through Jesus Christ, that righteousness that shines out like a beacon in a darkened world is still ours to share today. Just like sometimes the sun rises in the east and brightly shines and wakes us up, so that powerful gospel shines brightly in our hearts and we want to give glory to God because he chose us before the creation of the world to be part of his family of believers. So this winter, even though it's tempting, do not hibernate, but celebrate. Celebrate the good news that God is celebrating your salvation in Christ. And celebrate the salvation which is yours in Christ Jesus. So here's the prayer request. Put this on your prayer chain. That I might spend 2020 motivated to celebrate my love for my Savior and the love he showed to me, like the Magi who came from afar, who presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, that I might share that wonderful gift of my God, whether it's through my time, my talent, or my offerings, that I might in my prayer life lift up my voice with song and praise to my God who has done great things, who has given me salvation, who's rescued me from hell and guaranteed me heaven. From heaven above, we sing one day with the angels. From heaven above, we sing with the saints who've gone before us. It's worth celebrating today and every day. Amen.